our community does stand for something, for a single great truth, and it must reflect that fact. An idea or a truth may exist in a single mind somewhere, or it may be set down in a book, buried in a library, but it only acquires significance when it becomes embodied in a living community. And a community embodies a truth not just by individual members having it in the back of their minds, but by the behavior of the whole community continually reflecting it, by having the truth mold and shape the community. If a stranger comes into a community which truly embodies a spiritual idea, he doesn't have to discover the facts of that embodiment by having someone take him aside and explain it to him. He can see it all around him in the way the members of the community act, in the way they conduct their daily lives. In other words, in their attitudes and their actions, as well as in their beliefs. An idea which is not embodied in a community in this way, which is not reflected in the behavior and in the attitudes of the community, but exists only in their minds or on paper, is a sterile idea. It has no vitality, no real significance. And that's why no religion worth mentioning has ever consisted of an idea alone, of a theology or a cosmology alone, but always of an idea coupled to continuing actions.